And now, time for Mission Magazine's Coach's Corner, featuring Roger Price, bringing out the best in your neighbor through coaching. And now, here's Roger Price.
One of my favorite expressions about communication is, I can't hear what you're saying because your actions speak too loud. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, a place to grow for Christian leaders. If you were with me last week, you may think I'm repeating the same show, but I'm not. I just like that expression, and I'll talk about it again this week. Last week, I kicked off this series on communication, and I talked about why communication is so important for Christian leaders. I also asked you to think about three things I wonder about. First, maybe listening well is more important than speaking well. After all, we do have two ears and only one mouth. Second, maybe behaving well is more important than speaking well. Thus my favorite expression, I can't hear what you're saying because your actions are too loud. And then a third wondering, what would happen in our world if both the sender and the receiver, both the speaker and the listener, believed they were 100% responsible for the effective communication? I wish I could ask you to share your thoughts with me about these three wonderings. I would love to hear what you'd all have to say. But alas, this is radio, and I don't know how to do that. Not yet, anyway. So instead, I will share my thoughts with you. First, the wondering about listening being more important than speaking. Listening is one of the obvious traits I've seen in great leaders that I've known. They seem to listen to learn all that's going on before they respond. The kind of wisdom that comes from the expression, a closed mouth gathers no foot. I like that one. They seem to listen to validate the other person. It shows a desire to understand what the other is saying. Understanding another is a way of validating them and showing them respect. In meetings or in social settings, I've noticed that great leaders are often the last to speak. They ask the other to share their insights first. Once the other is finished, they'll even go beyond listening and ask questions to gain even more information and provide even more validation of the other and respect. They know that listening is a gift to the other and invaluable in finding out all kinds of information that's helpful in knowing what's going on in the organization. Then they will speak. Then they will share their thoughts and ideas. Then the other's needs have been met, and they will be ready to listen. Wow, this is a great trait of great leaders, and I'm trying to become this kind of leader. What about you? The second wondering goes to one of my favorite expressions. I can't hear what you're saying because your actions speak too loud. This is the opposite of a near worthless expression. Do as I say, not as I do. How often has that one worked for you? Another way of saying this comes from a quote from Gandhi. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Now, there's a thought experiment that I've been testing out with people over the past several years. Maybe someday I'll do an actual experiment. But this thought experiment goes something like this. There are two organizations that both want to make change. It could be two churches, two faith-based nonprofits, or two similar-sized businesses. The change that each leadership team wants to pursue is significant, and it's going to require different behaviors in each of them on the executive team and also in the greater team. For the sake of this example, let's say the change is to become, more collaborative as a team. Now, in Organization A, they pursue this significant change of being more collaborative the usual way. They talk about it in the executive team with each other. They make a communication plan and then carry it out. There's lots of speeches, lots of memos, maybe even a couple of banners here and there. They lay out some benchmarks of what change needs to happen, and then they do their best to measure the progress against those benchmarks. That's Organization A. Now, in Organization B, they are told in the executive or the leadership team that beyond that team level, they aren't allowed to use words to communicate the desired change. They can only communicate the change through their actions. Oh, wow. That would be really tough. It would force the executive team to change the way they behave before asking others to change. So here's the question. Which organization has more success in driving the desired change in the first year, or maybe even by the third year? What do you think? I think the No Words team makes much more progress than the Drive Change as Usual team. Now, these first two wonderings about the power of listening and the power of our actions are enough for today. Next week, I'll tackle the third wondering. What would happen in our world if both the sender and the receiver believe they are 100% responsible for effective communication? Now, until then, I pray that you experience God's rich blessings.